deep down, we all like to be scared. Whether you're hiding under your blanket or sitting around a campfire in the dead of night, get ready because I have a scary story to share with you. Finn, are you sure we're not lost? I asked my best friend, shoving a branch out of my face. Trust me, guys, I know where we're going. We're not lost, Finn promises us. It was a cool September day, which I spent hiking in the forest with my friends Finn and Ricky. Finn said he needed some inspiration for his writing, and I guess the hike would do that for him. I usually tag along with him whenever he wanted to do something like this, and Ricky was over at my place when Finn called. Hey Jordan, can you pass me a water bottle from your pack? Ricky asked me. I hand him the water, then ask Finn if we could take a break. Come on Finn, let's take a break. We've been walking for an hour and a half. Alright, no need to be a bitch, Finn retorted. We sat down in a clearing and fished out some lunch. I handed everyone a ham sandwich from my backpack. I looked up at the shapeless clouds that covered the now sunless sky. So how long are we going to keep going, Finn? Asked Ricky, massaging his ankle. Let's just take a 30-minute break, then I want to keep walking. I'm almost past where I stopped last time. You do realize it's going to get dark in less than an hour, I mentioned. What, are you scared of the dark? Finn laughed. After we took a break, we continued on. I was just hoping we weren't lost. I didn't mind walking back in the dark, as long as we knew how to get back. Finn could be an asshole at times, but he was my best friend. He drags me along on deep-in-the-wood hikes and all sorts of other adventures. Last summer, I was skydiving. I think he thinks these random adventures would give him the inspiration he needs to write whatever book he has been working on at the time. Full moon began to rise as the subtle fog set in. I looked behind me. For some reason, Finn was lagging behind us. Hey Finn, this was your idea. Why don't you try to keep up with... Snap! My breath escapes from me as the ground beneath us gives way, and I plummet through the dirt and twigs to the depths below. All goes black as the fall knocks me unconscious. My eyes flutter up into pitch black. Slowly, they adjust to the darkness. I'm groggy and searing pain runs through my skull as if it's split in two. There's a weird sound that I can't quite place. Then a random slurp. Then the weird sound again. As if a dehydrated dog is lapping up water. Then I see it. The most grotesque sight I have ever seen. The urge to rip my eyes out and never use them again is excruciating. My skin crawls. There's Ricky, lying down a few feet in front of me, with his head and leg bent at a knackered angle. There's a man, or what looks more like a living corpse. He's naked, his milky white skin so pale you can almost see the bones beneath. I swear it looks like it's rotting. I can see where some patches have fallen off, and there I can definitely see bone. The man looks so fragile, just rotting skin pulled tightly over his bones. His hair is thin and falling out. God, is he even human? Can a living human look like that? He's hunched over Ricky like a mad scientist over his patient. The man has Ricky cut up and like a dissected frog, blood pooling and his guts strewn out. The smell's awful. Like an animal, the man is lapping at Ricky's blood. This couldn't possibly be real. I must be dreaming. But blood is seeping from my head accompanied by searing pain, and my arm is more blood and dirt than skin now, tender and excruciating to the touch, so I know I am most definitely awake. With the man busy dining on Ricky's cold blood back facing me, I check my surroundings. I seem to be in some sort of cavern, pulled in far enough to not be moonlit or necessarily see the hole in which we fell through. The cavern is darker than the night. My eyes adjust enough to see my nearby surroundings and to see the huge stalactites hanging from the ceiling, but I cannot tell the size of the cavern. The stench of decay and metallic smell of the blood fills my head. There are bones and dark stains on the ground. Blood stains, I presume. Near the pile of bones, decaying bodies litter the floor, sliced up and down the stomach, drained of blood and tossed aside, the unwanted vegetables of this monster's diet. What is this? This fucked up man's private den? Obviously no one beside him has been in here and gone out, at least for a long time. My stomach fills with dread. I'd never feared for my life in such a way as I do in this moment. He scoops up a handful of Ricky's blood and pours it into his mouth, gurgling it. Then he looks over at me. I stiffen up, paralyzed by fear.
He's awake!
He says happily in a scratchy voice. He drinks another handful and smiles at me.
Splashy, splashy! Splashy, splashy!
He sings while splashing the puddles of blood like a child in the rain, all the while staring at me with a demented look on his face.
Your friend is so tasty!
He grabs the sharpened rock, his makeshift knife, and creeps towards me on all fours, effortlessly, as if he always moves around in such a manner. I slip my switchblade from my back pocket.
You look so tasty, like your friend,
he he says, pushing hair out of my face. I jerk my face away from him. He reeks of death and has a demented smile on his face. That horrible, horrible smile. He's a monster. Quickly, I swing at him with my knife, hoping with one good thrust I can get him right through his throat. Faster than me, he catches my arm and slams it down on a rock next to me with a strength that no man as fragile looking as him should have. Ah! I scream in pain as my wrist is shattered.
You think you can outsmart a pale one? Especially one who has been on this earth for hundreds of years?
He laughs maniacally. Swiftly, he slices at my stomach over and over again. Searing pain shoots through my whole body.
Slicey, slicey, stabby, stabby.
He sings while giggling with glee. He drinks from me as I scream in agony. The darkness is getting darker. I realize this is it for me. I also realize I never saw Finn. I hope he's alive. I hope he didn't get to witness the horrors that lay in this cavern. Complete silence filled the cavern, except for the lapping. The damn lapping sound. It was so fucked. It was my lullaby to death. Thank you for listening. If you want to hear more stories like this one, like and subscribe. And if you have any true scary stories that have happened to you or a friend, I would love to tell them as well. Whether you have seen a ghost, seen something creepy in the forest, or have a skinwalker sighting, I would love to tell them all. Feel free to send them to me at morbidtales09@gmail.com. Thank you, and I hope you all have a morbid night.